Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast. When I left the clean town of Sofia on March the 6th, 1662, I was walking east through a field of tulips until I reached the village of Lozana. This is the way Ottoman traveler of the 17th century Evliya Çelebi described in his book of travels, the famous town of Sofia, as he calls it. In folk tales, songs, proverbs, stories, poems, he described the customs, dances, beliefs, relations, traditions, cuisine, arts and crafts in the places he visited: Anatolia, Syria, Palestine, Bulgaria, Hungary, Transylvania, Germany, Bosnia and Herzegovina, the Netherlands, Azerbaijan, Armenia, the Crimea, the Caucasus, Iraq, Egypt and others. In every town and village he went to, the traveler explored and described houses, mosques, fountains, inns, town halls, churches, monasteries, synagogues, towers, roads and bridges. Therefore, Turkish ambassador to Bulgaria Süleyman Gökçe, who hosted the presentation of the new edition of the Book of Travels, translated by great Bulgarian expert in Ottoman studies, Strašimir Dimitrov, called Evliya Çelebi not only traveler, but also a geographer, historian, writer, folklorist and even a gourmet. Let us remind that UNESCO declared 2011 the year of Evliya Çelebi. The new edition of the book was presented by the Minister of Education, Professor Todor Tanev. Radio Bulgaria asked the minister whether the travelogues of Evliya Çelebi should find a place in the history books in Bulgarian schools.
Те трябва да попаднат там, защото самите учебници са писани на тази основа, а няма по-хубаво от източника.
These texts should be in the textbooks because the information there is actually based on them. There is nothing better than the source itself. I think that time has come after 25 years of changes in Bulgaria, after a progress in Turkey itself, to turn to the establishment of some kind of community, not a state but a cultural one. Probably textbooks, not only in Bulgaria, not only in Turkey, but also in other Balkan countries, should be reviewed. Division on the Balkans and the theft of identity is the worst theft, he says. Here is what manager of the East-West publishing house, Luben Kozarev, told Radio Bulgaria.
Самия аз бях много приятно изненадан, когато прочетох книгата, тъй като тя е същинска енциклопедия.
I can tell you that I myself was surprised when I read the book, as it is a veritable encyclopedia of life, customs, history, geography and what was happening in these lands at that period of time. The first journey of Evliya Çelebi took place in 1631 and the last in 1678. That is, his travelogues cover almost half a century. This was an extremely interesting period and I cannot think of other sources from which we can draw information about life in these lands at that time. It is important to publish such books because they show us that there is more hard work in the study of our history to be done. Do we know the common Balkan history?
Убеден съм, че не я познаваме по-скоро. На времето аз бях в основата на издаването на История на Балканските страни на Едгар Хьош. Това е един знаменит.
I'm sure we do not know it well. Once I was the engine of publishing of History of the Balkan Countries by Edgar Hirsch, a famous German historian. And I realized that we actually know very little about the history of the Balkan countries. I could even use a stronger word. We are ignorant about it. However, we should seek and publish books of people living in other countries who can show us another view, because it shows details that we cannot see. In this sense, Evliya Çelebi is a very good start. His writing is characterized by living language and very accurate descriptions. He was a connoisseur of good food, he was a complete person, and the work of such people is very important, he says.